B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Joining us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline, a coach we always have confidence in, our good friend, Coach Jim Lanham. What's going on, Coach?
Morning, fellas. How you doing?
Great, Jimmy. Great to talk to you again, Jim. Great to talk to you. Good to see you yesterday. The beard is looking trim. Beard's looking sharp, my friend.
Yeah, my wife trimmed it up. No choice.
Coach, we're looking at Doc Rivers, and we're all heavily in favor of this hire. We all love this hire by the 76ers. If you had to term it, we'll jump right into it. What's the number one priority on Doc Rivers' list right now with the roster currently constructed?
I don't think that changes, to be honest with you, from job to job. The first thing for a coach, he has to get to know his personnel. You can watch all the tape you want until you get in the building on a daily basis with these guys. You don't know the personalities the way you have to, and you really don't know, like, how compatible one guy is with another. You heard him allude to the fact that he thought there was, like, a chance for this team to have a strength of playing multiple lineups. I think he's right. But until you really get in the building on a daily basis, you really don't know.
Speaking with Coach Jim Lanham, the other thing is when you look at Joel Embiid, he talked about having him play on the elbows more. Is that something that you're in favor of, or you want him to continue what he's been doing over, you know, the first couple years of his career?
No, I think that's a wise move. Sixers, in the past under Brett Brown, they played him there on occasion. But if you watch the playoffs this year, you could make a case that the Joker, Jokovic, with the Denver Nuggets, is like an all-around skill, the best big man in the game. And he plays a lot of time right at the elbow. And what you're able to do there, not only is it a good place to operate offensively to score, but you really can help your teammates. You kind of play two games, one on one side of the floor, one on the other. So you get great spacing. And if a big guy can pass, which I think Embiid can do, he becomes a facilitator. So I think it's a terrific idea.
Jimmy, forget about, the sweep this year, whatever it may be. If you just look at the construction of this roster, could you work with that as a head coach? Is it something that you would like as a head coach?
Bob, I would. But again, not just because I say yes doesn't mean I made the statement yesterday in answering a Danny Palmal's question. Had I been interviewing for the Sixer job, I would have sold them on the fact, now whether they would like it or not, but it's just my personal feeling, that yes, you can win with Simmons and Embiid. And I would really like the opportunity to do that. Might you want to tweak it a bit with respect to players in the surrounding cast as you move forward? You might. But I think Doc made a really good point that this team, everybody talking about lack of shooting. They were the best, number eight when it came to three-point shooting over the course of the season. It's not as bad a shooting team as one would believe. And Doc, I thought he made a great statement when he said, everybody says two things after they lose in the playoffs. So you're talking about decent teams if you're even in the playoffs. Number one, we need another shooter. Number two, we need another ball handler. And that rang true with me.
Speaking with the coach, Jim Lanham, when it comes to Ben Simmons' game, a lot of talk has been about his versatility in scoring. Obviously, developing a mid-range game, becoming a better foul shooter, going to the rim more, all that. What do you think Doc can do with a guy like Ben Simmons?
Well, he's going to work with him, number one, to get him to shoot the ball. But, Mark, I think you just said a good thing. And I'm going to, steal, but I'm going to rearrange.
Okay.
For me. Number one, okay, not even close to number two and number three. I'm not saying two and three aren't important. Number one, the foul shot. You have to be better than a 60% foul shooter, plain and simple. And you say, well, what about the three-point shot? Yeah, it'd be great if he had it. What about the mid-range game? I'd like it. Yes, I think he will develop it. No question, he'd be a better all-around scorer if he had those other two components. But not shooting the fat free throw at somewhere in the 70% range can really be a killer. But I always go to a close playoff game. If you can't walk to the foul line with confidence in a close playoff game, number one, you won't play. You'll play try not to get there because you don't want to hurt your team. So So I think that number one is way more important than the other two.
Jimmy, you've coached thousands of players through your career and seen more and more besides that. With a guy like Ben Simmons, a really good athlete, I understand big men having trouble foul shooting. I equate it to it's like me or you trying to shoot a softball from the foul line with the size of their hands. But what do you fundamentally break down with Ben Simmons? Do you think the problem is at the foul line?
Well, Bobby, you know this. I've never fancied myself as an expert when it comes to shooting. I can help guys in a lot of different ways, but not that. I would defer as a shooting expert. Herb McGee or somebody of that ilk. They've had a lot of success in the shooting gurus of helping people. One of the things I think if you do watch and in talking to some people and just my personal observation, if you watch Ben, he shoots the ball. He really doesn't involve his legs. Most great shooters, now there's a little like thrust from of lower motion with your legs. Not real dramatic from the foul line, but it's still there. And Ben basically is straight up and down when he shoots the free throw. So he's relying literally on great touch with his hands. Now, I know a lot of people feel his elbow is too far out. And whether a shooting guru would try to, you can't like totally reinvent. You
right.
have to pick a couple essential things, and a lot of it is confidence. I mean, come on, Ben Simmons. I mean, if he could walk to the free throw line confident, I think blindfolded, he's a 70% shooter.
Yeah, I would cry. I'd love to see that from Ben Simmons. Ultimately, just whatever improves his game. Speaking with the coach, Jim Lynham, another guy that gets talked about a lot is a guy that's actually played for Doc Rivers before, and that's Tobias Harris. How confident are you that Tobias can finally get back to those Clippers numbers with his former Clippers head coach?
Well, I'm not real confident, to be honest.
Okay.
Because of the two guys who are in front of him in the pecking order here, namely Embiid and Simmons. So you don't need from Tobias, and I know because he got, a monster contract that people, they have huge expectation and demands, understandable. But his role on this team is different than what his role was with the Clippers. What you need from Tobias, I mean, to get the best out of him, to me, is better three-point shooting. He was a 43% shooter at the Clippers. I mean, that's elite. That's like heading toward the top of the league. So the fact that he doesn't handle the ball as much, doesn't get as much shots, I think it's a little unfair to ask or expect that he'll perform at that same level that he did with the Clippers when he was almost a 20-point scorer with high, high shooting percentages. But I think Doc, I know he likes the player. You could tell that by the way he was talking about him. I think because he knows him so well that he'll be able to put him in very advantageous positions. And as a result, I do think this all-around game will flourish under Doc.
Farsetta in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Jim, just generally speaking, when you heard it was going to be Doc Rivers taking over this Sixers team, a guy that's won a championship, been to another, what was your first reaction when you heard it was Doc?
In all honesty, first reaction was, wow, good move. Wow, because I was somewhat surprised it all happened so quickly. I mean, I saw that he might be a candidate after he was let go by the Clippers. But I thought a very, very good move by Clipper management and ownership. And nothing says that the next guy's going to feel the way I do about this. But I tend to put a lot of credence on, like, Doc's been a lot of places. And Bobby just said, I've coached a lot of players. Doc has coached a ton of players. He's had a lot of success. But rarely, if ever, are you going to hear an ex-player say a bad word about Doc Rivers. And that, to me, may be the strongest thing you can say about him as an outstanding coach.
Jimmy, I'm such an, you and I have talked about this before, I'm such an advocate for a coach that can come in, look at the talent, and then adjust accordingly. There are a lot of coaches, no matter their profession, they come in with a scheme, and no matter what happens, that's what they're going to go with. Is it that simple? Like, can an NBA coach come in, look at his players, and make the adjustment that way?
Well, you make a great distinction, Bob. Then the answer to your question is, yeah, some can. Some cannot. And I don't necessarily say that that means you're a good or a bad coach. I'm just answering your question. Phil Jackson is coming in. If he's going to be your coach, he's going to run the triangle offense, mm-hmm. some facet of it. Good enough for him to win, what, 9 or 10 world championships. If Mike D'Antoni comes in, and Mike D'Antoni a little more flexible than the world knows. He's going to put a lot of points, and the emphasis is going to be on offense. There's no question about that. But the way his Phoenix teams with Steve Nash and Amari Stoudemire played were totally different than the way the James Harden Houston team played. So D'Antoni deserves, I'm a huge D'Antoni fan, but to your point that I'd like to hear Mike say, yeah, I can come in and play this style with this team. I think you have to listen to the people who think they can coach the team and ask the questions of how would you coach this team? And obviously, ownership and management with the Sixers like the answer that Doc gave them when asked that question.
And how do you think it's going to work between him and Elton and Doc Say in the front office? Like, no other name is attached, no other title is attached to him. So how do you think it works having two basketball men trying to make these basketball decisions to make this team better?
Yeah, I don't think that's a problem. I don't know Doc like as well as I know Elton, but obviously I know him.
Right.
And, I think that they're two pros is the word I would use. Elton Brand is as good a guy as ever came down the pike. And they have a common goal. They want to see the 76ers win a world championship or world championships plural. And I think they'll be on the same page when it comes to that. And you heard Doc. I thought he went out of his way, like, I'm going to use the word, to defer a bit, that he'll have input, no question. But that's Elton's job, Elton and his staff. They have to get the players. And as a coach, you respect that.
Jimmy, you just said it. Elton's one of the best guys to come down the block. I said earlier this week, I thought Doc Rivers is in that group, too, as far as the NBA goes. What does that mean as far as running an organization? I mean, look, nice guys are always great to have around, but does it mean something advantageous to this organization?
Yeah, I'm going beyond nice guy, Bob. The point is that these two guys are proven guys in terms of NBA, great careers. In Doc's case, 20 years coaching at what this is his fourth spot. He's got a world championship. And I think what it does, it engenders respect. Again, everybody can have their own opinions. I thought it was a grand slam press conference. He was direct. He answered the questions. If he didn't say it or didn't feel he had an answer, he said, we'll have to figure that out. The Ben Simmons answer. He knew there'd be a lot of people that would love to know we're going to have him shoot the jump shot. You heard what he said. This guy's a dominating player at his position, and that his lack of shooting is not as important to me as it is to you guys. He didn't say it in a wise guy fashion. He spoke from his heart. That's what he feels. Believe me, when he's in that locker room with those players, when you address them right on, front and center, you make everybody accountable, and you know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. That's the kind of guy Doc Rivers is. And as a result, you ask the franchise going forward, he and Elton, the combination of those two guys, I think nothing but good things in store.
Coach, a final question for you. Who's winning these golf matches these days, you or Herb McGee?
Coach McGee's still a little bit ahead. I've improved a little bit over the last bit because we've been out in the golf course virtually 3 days, 4 days a week.
Does he sink? Oh. Does he sink 10-foot putts like he sinks foul shots?
His key line on the golf course. How about that shot? He calls when he knocks a putt. He calls it a shot. How about that shot?
Awesome. One day I have to caddy for either one of you or both of you. I don't care. Coach, always great catching up with you. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. All right.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Take it easy. I'd probably be the quietest I'd ever be in my life.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.